from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Endergast.
All right, so J.J. Watt, I don't think the topic of J.J. Watt coming back, we're in like a simmer mode with it right now. Like, it's not at top of the heap. Although, Kay Adams of the Up and Adams podcast, sponsored by FanDuel, formerly of Good Morning Football, she was at Texans training camp this week up in Ohio, and she sat down with several different people, including D'Amico Ryans, including Danielle Hunter. She, at least on social media, seems to be trying to push it back to the front burner, the possibility of J.J. returning.
She did this.
So she sat down with Danielle Hunter, and we know Danielle's wearing number 55. He's not wearing his normal number, number 99, which he wore in Minnesota. So you tell me. I'm going to play the audio from this topic here where she asks him about that decision. And you tell me, because Kay Adams retweeted this bit of audio by saying, J.J. absolutely playing for Texans this year. Change my mind. All right? So see, take a listen to this, and you tell me, do you think after hearing this that J.J. Watt is coming back to play for the Texans?
Numbers don't matter except yours, because you're wearing the 55, and it's throwing me the F off, Danielle. What is this?
I mean, it's the same double-digit trend from what I brought from Minnesota, but... you know, out of respect for J.J., you know, he wore 99 for the Houston Texans, and he did a lot for the city of Houston, so it's only right to just let it be for him. You know, to coming into a new team, new number, but keeping a double-digit number trend. So I kind of like it.
I do like it, but it was just your idea. There was no discussion about it. You were just like, this is what I'm going to do. It's very freaking cool of you.
I mean, it definitely had to be the same digit. So, but I feel like 55 was the best looking one out of all of them.
Yeah, no, that didn't. It didn't seem.
Is J.J. Watt coming back based on that bit of audio?
Based on that, God no, yeah. No. That's a, it's. A, he went to a. Danielle Hunter grew up in Houston. He knows very well who J.J. Watt was. J.J. would have been winning his defensive MVPs when Danielle was what, in high school or college?
High school, yeah.
And it was no. I don't think for a single minute that was somehow an indication that J.J. was coming back. That was just a guy. J.J. Watt's number is all but retired right now.
Right.
Whether they officially retire, well, Cal doesn't believe in retiring numbers, but it's kind of like the Cowboys do with their wide receivers.
With 88.
You got to be a certain type of, and even then, I feel like giving it to a rookie like they did. He wasn't going to take 99. I don't think there was a chance in hell that Danielle Hunter had any appetite in taking 99. Whether J.J. Watt was flirting with coming back or whether he had lost his leg in a skiing accident, I don't think he was going to be taking number 99.
We'll hear from D'Amico here in a second. I guess if I'm just trying to climb inside Kay Adams' brain for a second and try to figure out what she's hearing in that cut that make her think this.
Yeah.
I guess just the mere fact that he left 99 open. Like, that's it. Like, he voluntarily from right out of the chute said, I'm not wearing number 99. I'm leaving it here. It's JJ's. Even though Danielle Hunter said nothing to the effect of him coming back.
Especially because Danielle Hunter is like the most understated guy, you know? Like, he strikes me as a guy that just loves playing football, has no appetite for being a superstar or anything like that. And the last thing he wants is to come in and, you know, just be like any kind of a distraction
right.
based on which number he decides to wear. So, no, I wholeheartedly reject Kay Adams, although I really like Kay Adams and I think she does an incredible job with her interviews.
Yeah.
And she's super smart and plugged in when she's like that national reporter that when she's talking to local people, it's like she's clued in on all the local stuff.
She's really good.
So I was actually surprised that I personally think she misread this.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that JJ is or is not coming back, but I think she misread that this has anything to do with whether he'll come back.
Yep. All right. So D'Amico talked about this. I've not heard this one yet.
Right. Okay. So, and I don't know if she spoke to D'Amico before or after she spoke to Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
But I listened to this from D'Amico, and you know, I've been pretty bullish on the prospects of JJ coming back.
You have, yeah.
This was a bit of a reality check to me when D'Amico was asked, you know, is JJ coming back?
JJ knows. Anytime he's ready, I'm ready.
What does that mean?
If he's ready. JJ's been out now for, what, 2 years? When you stop playing football for 2 years, it's hard to come back.
So you're saying that knowing it's an open invitation, but he's probably not going to take it.
It's always open for JJ. I'm never closing that door.
All right. Yeah.
The part when he laid it out about how hard it is to come back, I almost feel like D'Amico knows something we don't know. I don't know.
Now, here's where I'd give Kay Adams a full pass on the first tweet that we read, the one where she retweeted the Danielle Hunter cut and said, JJ absolutely playing for the Texans this year, changed my mind, is if the very next tweet was that video with D'Amico and she goes, no chance JJ Watt coming back this year, change my mind.
Yeah.
It was the very next one. If she did those back-to-back, I give her a pass. But as of right now, no pass, Kay. You do a great job. But I'm with Seth. I don't think I don't see Danielle Hunter wearing 55 as an indicator that JJ Watt is definitely coming back.
No,
absolutely playing is what she said.
I think D'Amico there also might have just been kind of also, you know, he doesn't want to put any pressure on him. This is the classic case where, you know, it's somebody's got to really want it. You're not going to try to talk him into it because of all of those challenges.
Yep.
That's a JJ Watt decision, and D'Amico's not going to be the guy that's, you know, trying to bend his ear or something or make him make that decision, because you can't, nobody, it's a completely 100% individual decision.
Yep.
Unless things get desperate and then D'Amico starts, D'Amico's like, all right, that's it. I'm gonna
yeah, you got to get over here, man.
Yeah.
I'll send the limo.
We really need you now. I was saying we really needed you before. We really need you now.
You told me you'd come back if I needed you.
It turns out D'Amico Autry actually bought that stuff from a horse trainer.
We're getting some texts from people, still getting texts. This is good. People are amped for this game tonight with the Texans and the Steelers to see some of these guys. I don't think people are amped like, let's go beat the Steelers. I think it seems like people are really into some of these individual performances tonight. And this is a good one, Seth. Text message, looking forward to seeing Kalen Bullock have another good game. Kalen Bullock has had a really good camp so far.
Yeah, and Kalen Bullock I put in that same category of rookies when I want to see the flashes of the positive more so than I worry about the negatives.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if he was getting destroyed and torched every time he tried to cover somebody, that would be one thing. But if you're doing it in preseason games versus NFL caliber backups, and then you can increase the level of, you know, increase the difficulty level this week, If he makes a good play in breaking up a George Pickens ball or something, that's exciting. So, yeah. And I think he's just a guy that he needs reps. He just needs reps. I think he's shown all the natural potential. He's looked like his scouting report in a good way. I think Cade Stover has looked like his scouting report in a good way. Both those guys did some good things, but also made some rookie mistakes or had some rookie L's in that last game. And there's plenty of time over the course of the next 3 weeks for those guys to grow by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, I'm excited about this rookie class so far. You know, the first four guys, you know, Lassiter, Fisher, Bullock, who we were just talking about, and Stover. I'm just kind of going through the order in my head that they got picked. I mean, so far, so good as far as these guys all looking like they're going to be contributors on this team this year. I know Blake Fisher, in a perfect world, he doesn't contribute very much because both your starting tackles are healthy. But He's certainly getting a nice baptism by fire here early on.
The biggest thing about Lassiter that DeMeco keeps coming back to is his consistency, yeah. And that he consistently shows up. But then I think also the big question you always have in your mind when you're talking about playing a rookie is like, all right, is this guy going to screw us? You know, like, can I trust him to go out there? And aside from making plays, but first and foremost, do no harm.
Yeah.
Don't be making mental errors and mental busts. And so far, they seem to be very impressed in that regard. So that's I'll be surprised at this point if Lassiter is not the starting cornerback in week one. I really, really wish they could have seen him this week.
Yeah. My only caveat would be unless whatever this injury is something that keeps lingering throughout camp, you know, and he just isn't getting on the field. But, yeah, if he's healthy and out there, he's the guy, I think. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. We'll wrap things up. In the Loop coming in, I'm actually anxious to get John Lopez and Figgy's thoughts on an anecdote that Nico Collins told about Jim Harbaugh on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. Was this inbounds or out of bounds what Jim Harbaugh did with Nico Collins back in the day? We've got that for you coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.